What's going on, fellas, man? It is definitely a Monday. What is it? September 28th? I think that's what it is. I would have to double check, but I'm pretty confident. It's the 28th. I don't have a whole lot to talk about today except for fucking Monday. It's Monday, and I'm doing the Monday vibe, man. I got the laundry going. I'm having conversations with Poots. Right, Poots? See? We're having conversations with Poots. We're getting some of the things fired up. Because of this cold front that's slapping us right across the face in Minnesota, right? We went from 100 degrees to 40. Just like that, right? Of course, 2 days. It's fall. All the trees are dead. It just happens. It just boom. It's done. Fuck your summer. Better put on a sweater. Maybe I should do that today, too. Before I get going for work here, maybe I need to climb out these coats. I put them all in totes. See, I keep my coats in totes. Coats in totes, baby. Because you don't need them shits taking up space. Not that I don't have a lot of space unused in this house. Yeah, I mean, it's just easier to vacuum. That's my excuse. Poots doesn't take up too much. Poots, what are you doing, baby? You weirdo? Meow. She's being a weirdo today. Huh? Little muse. Man, I'm looking out the window as I'm having my morning coffee. I'm seeing the wind whipping by. Good 20 mile an hour. Thinking I better go out there, though. Check it out for myself. You ever do that? Right, you see it raining outside, and you're just like, fuck it. Walk it out there. I want to feel it, right? I want to feel alive. I want to feel what it feels like. I want to check it out. I got to know. I got to be young again. I got to feel the weather, the rain, the things on my face. See, I'm that kind of guy. I don't know. I see dew on the grass. I got to rub my hand through it. You know what I mean? I walk by a tree. It's got water on the leaves. I got to slap them. Check them out. Feel that nature. Get that vibe. Especially on a Monday, man. Because we're about to start the work week. Some of you have maybe already started the work week. I haven't. I'm going to be here real soon. And I don't know about you guys, man, but I am an optimist when it comes to the J-O-B. And let me explain why I'm an optimist. I'm optimistic that this place is going to stay, well, employed. I mean, you know, they got to make sales, and sales are down on a lot of shit. And for a lot of you guys that don't know, I make books for a living. Outside of, you know, whatever else I decide to do. And I enjoy going there. And, you know, I work with a bunch of people that fucking hate their life, and they can't stand going to work, and the only thing they want to do is bitch about work. And they want to talk about each other while they're at work. I mean, it's I don't know if it's a Midwest thing. I don't know if it's just a sign that some people have let themselves become too comfortable with a situation, and no matter how much they hate it, they won't change it. I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's something that I've been trying to analyze in my brain. Let me ask you, okay? You go to a job that maybe you fucking hate, right? You just hate it. In my mind, I'm looking at you going, okay, there's two choices. Quit. Go find something that is more fulfilling.
Well, I can't. I got lots of vacation. I've been here for 212 years. I can't throw that away.
You can't throw that away, but you're so adept to throw away your happiness. Doesn't that seem backwards? Doesn't that seem like, I don't know, fucked up? That the other side of the coin is there's nowhere else hiring, right? I mean, listen, it's 2020. In 20 years, what are we going to be saying about this? Do you guys remember when? You know what I mean? There might not be a plethora of jobs, but in the city that I live in, there's probably I would say 4 or 5 major employers that would give you a competitive wage. So around here, I don't really buy the excuse that, you know, you hate your fucking job. And you just every day you go there, you just have to be fucking miserable. I don't buy it. And I don't like it. And I know why I don't like it is because I've done it. And Monday always hits the worst. You know, you get that, like my man in Six Chunks says, hashtag fuck Mondays. Some people just don't like Mondays. See, I don't fear any day during the work week, Monday through Friday. I'm not working my work week to get to my weekend. I'm working from minute to minute to get to the next minute, because maybe I have a different kind of like humbled outlook. I'm grateful for every 60 seconds I'm allowed to breathe, and I'm trying to make the most of it. And I'm realizing that this job is affording me exercise. You get to talk with other folks. So you get some, you know, interaction, so to speak. Some of it good, some of it bad. Again, I mean, it's all a grain of salt, right? Tick for tack, yin for yang. It's affording me a wage, right? In a world, in an economy, where money's just excess for some people, but for the most of us, we're pretty low on the totem pole. And, you know, for every, there's a pillow of reasons you could put that under. But for me, it's because I wasn't so frugal in my life with my cash. I wasn't good with my cash. And it's because when you're younger, you think, you know, you're going to live forever, right? You're like, I'm 20. I'm 21. I'll spend a grand at the bar buying rounds. Seems like a solid life decision. You wouldn't try that shit now that you're 40, would you? No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't do it. Wouldn't happen. You'd be like, oh, hell no. That's rent, sucker. You know what I mean? Got to pay this heat right here. God damn it, we need some AC. Some AC. I don't know why I threw it in that tone, but I don't know. Just, again. You know what? Let me backtrack it. Welcome to HTL. A little bit late in the brain dump of Monday. Thank you guys for tuning in, man. I appreciate it. We did an unannounced release yesterday for Soulful Sunday. I think Sunday's where I'm going to put the stories, because it's such a chill day. Because 9 times out of 10, I'm not really on the books to do a whole lot of shit. So I think that'll be a good time for me to start doing those. Let's see. Q&A Tuesday. I didn't really throw any questions out. So I guess Tuesday is kind of maybe a bonus. Maybe bonus kind of like situation. I don't know. We'll figure it out as we go. It totally escaped my brain, which is, you know, partially my fault. It's 100% my fault. I didn't throw one up on Twitter. But that's okay. I mean, Poots, you really don't need to eat, baby girl. I don't know if you guys have seen this cat on my Twitter. But she round, she a bowling ball with ears and a bucket full of love, man. I'm telling you. Love this cat. Love this cat. I know I talk about her a lot, man, but she's my sidekick, the homie. When I come home, she greets me. When I go out to do laundry, just swapping it over. She can be on one side of the room. She'll come hauling ass, talking. Fat just a swaying. Cute as shit, little tiny tail. She just, she's got to welcome you into the house. Who's that kind of kid? Cool cat, man. Fucking cool cat. Love these pets. What other kind of shit should I do? I should probably take out the recyclables, the trash. Monday is a day for adulting for me. I skip it, see, because Friday, I like to knock back a couple cold ones, right? Get online, play some stuff. Brush it off. Brush your shoulders off in the week, man. Saturday is like, okay, what am I doing? Am I going fishing? What can I do, right? It's not the day to be laying around until Sunday hits. And then on Sunday, I'm just like, wah. I'm not moving. I'm not doing a damn thing. Now, I'm kind of curious on what your guys' schedule will be. So, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post on Twitter, if you guys want to jump into it, what's your weekend schedule from Friday to Sunday? How does it look? What are you doing, right? You do something similar to me where Friday you're just like, let loose.
I'm going to get drunk.
And then Saturday you're like, oh my God, my head hurts. I mean, I kind of had a wild weekend. You guys heard about it maybe on FPS Friday. Yeah, I got a little too pie-eyed, man. I had one too many adult beverages and ended up waking up somewhere where I didn't know where the hell I was. You know, that visceral first 2 minutes of, huh? Who, what? Wait, hold on. All right, it's time to relocate here. It's time to figure out what did I do? Where in my life choice did I just make a mistake? Oh, that's a dog, and I don't own a dog. But no, I'm curious. I'm curious as to know what you guys do between, you know, Friday to Sunday. Again, if you're listening to it, get involved. Twitter.com/LostSoulBrand. It'd be cool to kind of see, man. And, you know, maybe we can talk about it. Maybe you guys can give me a fresh idea. Something I could be doing, because it's about to get cold as shit. It's about to get winter. It's about to throw around a bunch of negative degree weather. And you know what, Poots? We got to move, baby girl. We got to start analyzing. You know what I'm saying? We got to start thinking about this. Do you know what I mean? Yeah, we do. We have to, because this weather, when it comes to winter, it sucks. It does. I'm not a winter guy. I'm too small of a frame, right? 150 pounds, 0.5% body fat on me. I don't have the cushion. I don't have the interior coat, is what I like to call it. I wasn't born for this stuff. My genetic makeup says, run, boy, go. Telling you, get the hell out of there, bro. What are you doing? This ain't for you, cousin. Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. I think the phone's ringing. Always be calling, man. Always be calling. That's all right. We ain't worried about it. We get that out of the way. You know what I mean? Been talking with a couple folks this morning here, too. Checking out people's Twitter and, you know, seeing what they got going on, seeing what they're talking about. A lot of the souls in the community, you know, heading to the job. Some of them are full-time creatives. Seems to be a good vibe in the air so far, you know, for Monday. When it comes to Monday, we're just getting ready for Tuesday, right? And then everybody on Tuesday is getting ready for Wednesday, and everybody's excited that it's hump day. And then Thursday, the mode goes back down, and then Friday hits, and everybody's excited that the shift's almost over. Have you ever noticed that vicious cycle, right? Most people get complacent in that cycle. I can understand. I can sympathize for that direction for doing, you know, that concept. There's stability in that. There's some serious stability when it comes to doing that, you know, that checks and balances kind of lifestyle. Maybe that's not for you. Maybe you have some sort of, how would I want to call it? What do you want to say? What do you want to say? What do you want to say? Restlessness? Maybe you're restless. Maybe it doesn't fit. You just need to look a little bit. Check it out, man. Do a little self-analysis today on this Monday of the Seps 28s with lots of S's. Okay, I don't want to annoy the shit out of you, but I'm just playing around. But think about it. Is there something else you could be doing, right? Is there a mindset that you could be putting into play to improve your lifestyle, you know, when it comes to that Monday through Friday fucking mentality that I hate? Right? Everybody's working for the weekend. Remember that song? Okay. Why? Why are you fearing Monday through Friday? Why? Why are you not optimizing? Why are you not thankful? Why are you not humble? Why is it FML all the way between M and F? That's a good question, ain't it? It's a good question. probably asked yourself that question, but never answered it for yourself. Now, I don't know how old you are, but I'm 43. I figured this out right around 26. It's just like, shit, man, I'm breathing. I'm alive. Man, there's some dude right now, some lady right now, that would literally send someone to the grave to have what I have right now, and I don't have shit, right? I got a bed, four walls, a TV. Very, very minimal. But there's somebody out there right now that would probably do someone off. And it's fucked up to say that, but would probably do that just to have what I have right now. And same goes for the job, right? A lot of people are starving, man, the kids. 2020 has been a motherfucker to some people. And it helps me. It's a mindset because it helps me to remember that even though everything around me is a luxury, I would afford myself that mental luxury in my soul to not be anxious or resentful for the benefits that I do currently have or working towards and have worked towards to achieve, right? Now, system of circumstance and victim of circumstance are two different things. And system of circumstance is where people place themselves into a set parameter, like a set box, right? Just think an Amazon box. And that's their box of miserable. And they fucking love to jump in that box, right? Victim of circumstance is your ass has been doing everything that you can do to not be sitting in that box, but something keeps pushing you back in there, right? There's two different types. In my head, that's the way I justify what I got going on. See, I'll start to think, is this victim situation? You know, what is this? I mean, is there somebody actively trying to hold me down? Or am I just holding myself down? This is a food for thought, man, while you're sitting in your car. Maybe you're stuck in traffic. Heck, I don't know, maybe you're out walking your dog right now. I hope you're getting some fresh air. Fresh air is a commodity now when it comes to this whole COVID thing. And I don't get into it too much. You know, I don't him-haw around it about it because everybody wants to turn into a fucking literal bomb when you start talking about this stuff. They're just like, you got the conspiracy theory guys on one side, you got the loyals on the other, and then you got the guys like me in the middle that are just like, I mean, I'll fucking wear my mask. I mean, you know, but I'm going fishing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to the park. Like, whatever. If it makes you feel better, cool. You know, like, I really don't take no heat. No internal dialogue happens. They're just like, well, to enter this store, you got to wear one. I'm like, throw it on. I'm just going to grab some deodorant, get the fuck out of here, and, you know, get back to living. So for me, I don't indulge too far into this conversation of COVID, our quote unquote pandemic, or, you know, all these other sensationalized words that they're using. You know, the same goes with politics. I haven't really paid attention. I've just been kind of doing what I do to survive and to live a healthy life. Sometimes you have to cut the fat. And maybe on Monday, this Monday, you're thinking about that. You're thinking about how I need to slice the fat off, how I need to trim and lean my lifestyle a little bit. Maybe I'm doing some things. Listen to me speaking in the third person. Maybe I'm doing some things that are not so healthy. Maybe I have a lifestyle that I could modify or change in some sort of way. Just even small changes make a huge difference. You know, switch from one cup of coffee to two. See what happens. Ah, that didn't do shit. Okay, fine. Cut out the energy drinks throughout the day. Maybe you'll find that you handle situations a little bit better. I don't know. That's a tough one. That's going to be a tough one to judge. But I would say be willing to play with the recipe, especially Monday through Friday, to find out what the hell's going on, to find out what you need to play around with. Maybe take a different way to work twice a week. Check out some sites that you normally wouldn't see. Leave 15 minutes earlier. I don't know. Maybe you're homeschooling your kids. You know what I mean? Just throw an extra break in there. You know, it's, again, I just don't want you guys to get complacent. was searching for the better version of you, right? We are lost souls. And on Hard Talk Life, sometimes I'm going to say some shit. It's going to rattle your cage. Might bring up some thoughts or some thinking patterns that are going to try to suggest, not tell you, but suggest maybe what you're doing right now, this rat race that they like to call it. They call it the rat race. Well, at least that's what they called it in the 80s and 90s, the rat race. The hustle and bustle is another one, right? Slow the fuck down. I'm not saying you're driving too fast. I see you're living too fast. Look around. Slow it down. See who you are. See what you might have become and see what you can change to fix that, man. Because life is short. That's one thing I've learned. I've had a lot of people pass away in my life. So have you. I'm without a doubt. On a long enough timeline, all of our fucking calculators go straight to zero. And unless we're making the most out of it, instead of just going through the motions, making the most out of it can be some of the smallest fucking things that you do. And, you know, maybe it's a nice hot bath. Grab your favorite product, man. Make yourself a bubble bath, lady. You know, for fellas, man, maybe it's that one beer. You know, that one kind that you have to save up for because you broke as shit. And you know that a six-pack is probably like $18. To me, that's a good investment. It's an investment in your happiness. And those are the things I would like to see people repeating instead of going down the dark path, shoving, you know, McDonald's down their face, 8 quarter-pounders at a time because they're depressed. It's an analysis. It takes time. It takes perfecting. So hopefully on this Monday, I've given you some food for thought. Maybe I've mentioned something that might have went, oh yeah, maybe I could do that. And maybe it'll improve your Monday through Friday. See, this is before I adult. Like, you know, laundry, I guess I take the garbage out. I don't really consider that too much adulting. The adulting's really going to start with traffic, you know, going to work, dealing with Debbie and Timmy. You know what I'm saying? Try to produce something that I'm proud of. See, when I go to my job, I like to produce something that I'm personally proud to say that I made. A lot of people are like, well, just do a good job, boy. No, I take personal pride in doing as best of a job as I can. I like self-performance. So for me, that's a big aspect. And then, you know, of course, the drive home, figure out what you're going to have for dinner, you know, and then knuckle down and, you know, shit shave shower and get ready for bed. For me, that's the adulting aspect. Throw in maybe pay a bill here or two, but most of these are automated nowadays, like, you know, your cell phone, your electricity, stuff like that. I mean, for me, is already just done. So worst thing I think I have to do is put the rent check in the mailbox. And, you know, so my adulting is basically just personal care, which is nice. I've left it pretty hands off. But yeah. So I'm going to get out of here, man. I'm going to rattle in my jaws, in your cars, or in your headphones or whatever. Again, I'm going to throw up that Twitter post. I want to know what you do from Friday to Sunday. If you stuck it out this long, you've heard this question, twitter.com/LostSoulBrand. Thank you guys for joining, man, whether you're on Spotify, Google, Apple, or one of the other like 7 podcast platforms that we're on. I want to thank you for playing it. I want to thank you for sharing it with your friends, your family, and other folks, man, around your social medias. It really helps. Consider giving a star. And if you love the content, consider a donation. It's not required, but I just got to throw it out there, man. Peace, love, and chicken grease. And as always, fellas, be good to yourself. Be good to others. I will catch you guys real soon. Peace.